Parenting Moments every Wednesday, and chatting with Kimberly Eckert, as always, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Center. And good morning to you, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Hope you had a good Christmas.
It was wonderful. It was just, yeah, it was a wonderful set of days. And how about yours?
It is the best time of year for family and just celebrating Christ. It's an awesome time of year.
It truly is.
Love it. So through the month, we've been talking about or supporting your sensitive child through the Christmas season. And I guess we're going to be wrapping that up here as the month comes to a close.
That's right. So tips 6 and 7, because I'm sure all the social gatherings have not ended and New Year's parties are just around the corner.
Good
so
point.
Here is tip number 6. Get to know the signs that your child is tired or overstimulated. Most children will display certain behaviors and cues when they're tired, stressed, or overstimulated. As you get to know those signs that your child is becoming overstimulated, it is time to step in to offer support early to prevent a meltdown and to help them regulate their arousal levels. Allowing sensory accommodations such as headphones, weighted toys and blankets, and fidgets, ensure your child has access to their favorite comfort items like pacifiers, blankets, or their favorite teddy are some good ways to step in when your child is starting to get overwhelmed. And finally, soothe big feelings is tip number 7. All young children are prone to becoming emotionally dysregulated at times and depend on effective soothing and support from their mom and dad to help them cope with intense feelings. This is even more so for a child with a neurodiverse brain. For infants and young children, this may include providing rocking, holding, and a soothing tone. While for older children, verbal reassurance, emotional validation, and problem solving may be helpful. But remember, don't get into problem solving until you've really seen and heard your child's point of view and concern. Finally, remember that when we as parents comfort and organize our children's feelings, they will naturally be ready to head out and explore the world around them once this need is met. I can't emphasize that enough, Mike. When we try to force our kids to socialize or try something new before we organize their feelings, it's going to backfire.
Yes.
We really want to trust in God's design. Soothe big feelings first and then support your child to head back out into those New Year's festivities that are just around the corner. It's going to feel better for you and for your child.
Good information, Kimberly, to wrap up the month and wrap up the year as well. So I guess a new topic next week as we kick off January, but we better wrap up a few things for those that may be listening during the holiday season that maybe don't. Can you share a little bit about Eckert Center?
Yes. So EckertCenter.com is where you'll find us on the World Wide Web. And our list of services are there, from psychoeducational assessments to counseling for the whole family. And, of course, we have our academic intervention services for children with learning disabilities and ADHD. And we have our social skills programs for children who are on the autism spectrum. And, again, I really want to encourage people to check out our very user-friendly booking system. You just click the appointment tab and you will be redirected there. And, finally, you can re-listen to podcasts where our conversation this month is on our website under the podcast tab. And finally, Happy New Year, Shine FM families. I look forward to sharing more information to support your families for 2024.
Awesome. Thank you, Kimberly. Happy New Year to you and your family and the whole Eckert Center team as well. We'll talk to you next year, Kimberly.
Oh, sounds good, Mike.
Take care.